finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
All right, today is October 15th, 2020. Geeks Next Door podcast, episode 233.
And there were only two kings and a queen.
Hello, I'm Amy. I'm your guest host for a few minutes today.
Where the hell is the birthday boy?
Very important things such as volleyball.
The most summery of winter sports.
Does he know?
It's still fall.
Damn near winter.
I'll have you know that that my father has created a calendar that he lives by that I agree with, where summer starts June 1st and is June, July, and August, and fall is September, October, November. Winter is December, January, February, and spring starts in March. Well, regardless of the equinox or where the sun is, that's the seasons.
Ooh. We're not allowed to talk all, about the you equinox. Know,
there's this website I can show him. It's like about all this cool stuff about like how the Earth is flat and stuff like that, and all this other non-science related stuff. If he wants to check it out,
no, he's not a flat earther. He very much likes. I think he's a member of the Planetary Society. We used to have SETI on our screensaver. Decoding whatever they would send from the satellites. Do you want to talk about?
Yes.
Not a clue.
Yes.
Have you seen the film Independence Day, Adam?
Yes.
The beginning of it is SETI. It used Earth? To search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Isn't that what it stands for?
Oh, yes. Something like that.
Yeah.
Earth. Welcome
but at the time, Earth. Like early 2000s, they didn't have enough servers or computers to decode what all the info they were getting, so then like people could sign up.
Oh, for free. They get computers for free.
Yeah.
Yes, it's 100%.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, so my opening question, which isn't going to be as exciting, I guess, because there's only two of you guys, plus me. But since I'm a wife, I thought we'd have a wife-adjacent question.
Go to bed.
What is...
No, I'm yelling at my wife to go to bed.
Oh, I thought you were yelling at Oren. I thought maybe the blanket came off the crib.
Freaking out.
Share with us like one of your silliest fights.
Silliest fights?
Yeah.
Ooh, Dave has those all the time.
Or like pointless fights or
Yeah. Yikes. Well, I was building a IKEA cabinet one day and I needed some help. And I'm kidding. This is actually what happens to Chris and Amy all the time.
Yeah, well, we know. We cannot build furniture together. It is known.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan's here.
Hello.
Check it out, Ryan.
He's Chris, so late.
Chris just asked us if we have had any silly fights with our spouses. Go. What's the silliest argument? Go.
I don't remember, but I know that I was wrong. That's the most important part. I was wrong. It was my fault. There we go. I'm good.
Oh, what was it?
Ryan, I'm your guest host this evening.
Where's Chris?
Playing volleyball.
That is Chris.
Oh, really?
Do you normally hide from everybody?
Yeah, he's in the dark.
Oh.
Me.
Okay.
Where my screen fades in like that, are you talking about, or what?
You're not there at all.
Oh, no, my video is showing. Maybe it's not working on yours.
Is it? Oh, did I turn it off?
Maybe.
That would be very offensive. But let me see if I can fix it. If you're like, there's Ryan, turn it off.
Like, no, you appear as a little white creature face.
Oh, see, yeah. That's racist now.
That's a Discord.
That's from the
You should see me now. Can you guys see me?
Yeah.
I can see you.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot, but there is this little thing. I wonder if Chris muted you.
That happens quite often.
Here you are. Now I just see you.
It's like remove.
Where did everybody else go?
oh, you zoomed in on me? No.
It's just you.
Sweet.
That's funny. Member list? What is that? What does that do? No, don't push that.
No.
Hey.
Yes.
Now you're right. There. Everybody's there, but you're the biggest.
Ooh. Yeah, that's focus. All right. Yeah, you focus on him.
Optimal.
All right. Well, while you're all thinking about your silly fights, I can share with you a Chris and Amy. It was actually our first fight ever when we were dating. We were just getting to know each other. And so Chris says, hey, my friends are going to go do this thing called volleyball. Would you like to go? Oops. And I was thinking to myself, God, no, please, God, no. But also, you know, you're trying to impress. So I went and had to do a sport where you're hitting a ball against a wall, but it's like volleyball or something. And I think I was on a girl team and he was on the other. Maybe we were together. I don't remember the details, but I do remember trying to hit the ball as Chris yelled at me, why aren't you trying?
Really?
Yes.
That was the first date? That's
not first date. That was our first fight.
First fight. Okay.
Yes.
First date, that'd be like kind of red flag material. You know, you'd be like, this dude's fucking crazy.
No, that's like the cool thing. Amy's like, you know what? That's what I need in my life. I need a guy yelling at me about my sports skills. You know, that's what it is.
So we had quite a lot of words afterwards where he didn't realize how mean he was being, he says.
And I didn't realize you're trying. That's what you're trying look like. You're like, realized how
I think I actually said, do you remember the show Daria? That's me with sports. So we don't play sports anymore, and we don't play assemble furniture.
Smart. Very smart.
No one else has one they remember?
Yeah. I don't
Dave,
know
did you ever insult Tiffany's cooking in any way? I feel like that would make her very upset, and something she would not deserve.
Well, no, it's like, there was the one time I, like, did say something about her cooking. It's like, it was Halloween, like, Griff was, like, 2, and it was the first time we were, like, really gonna go out, and he was gonna walk it. And I'm like, alright, well, I'll walk it with you. So she put some stuff in the oven, like, on super low, and I was like, okay, cool. We'll be back, we'll just make the neighborhood the little bit, be out, like, a half hour, whatever. But we got back, and it was so dry and bad, I was just like, hey, this is it. Thumbs up. It's very good. And it was just like, and then she's like, this is terrible. I'm like, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. Like, other than that, no. Like, when we, most of the time, it's me doing something super, super dumb. I'll just say something and then apologize, like, pretty quick. And then, because I know when I end up saying something wrong.
Dave knows when he fucked up just by the look in Tiffany's eye.
Because I know, because I'll push it too far and say something, and then it will be too far. Yeah. But most of the time, like, that's pretty much most of the fights. Or me doing something, so I'm forgetting to do something that's super important. That's why I have to write everything down on my phone now, put it on the calendar so I remember to do it.
But, you should share that handy tip with all your friends.
Yeah, like, my calendar is so full with shit that I remember it, because otherwise, like, cool. Yeah, like, constantly, I will forget everything. But,
agreed.
All right. You sound like your head is in, like, a jar.
Is it?
You're talking to us out of a jar.
Oh, let me fix that. Hold on.
Is that just me?
I thought that was just normal Adam sound.
It's not normal.
Yeah. Adam's internet doesn't work as well as everyone else's does.
Is that better?
No. Say, I'm trapped in a well.
I'm trapped in...
What's that?
All right, I have a secondary question as well.
Oh, secondary question. Wow.
Ooh, I don't know about this. Did Chris give you the ground rules? Because secondary questions...
He did. I told him I had 2 questions. Okay, so this is...
All right.
I want to know what your favorite Weird Al song is.
You tell me your favorite Tool song. Think about your favorite Tool song while I think about my favorite Weird Al song.
Are you the host? I don't think so.
All right.
He's not really a host, is there? Is that what Chris thinks of himself? That hoity-toity fool.
Right.
So now we come to learn. The all-important host.
You guys are going to get me in trouble. He never called himself host.
All right.
Is that what he does when he walks in? He's like, well, a good night of hosting.
That's how I have to address him now at home. Hello, host.
Right. That's funny.
How about now? Is that better?
Worse.
You sound terrible.
You're quiet. You sound quiet now, but less like you're in a well.
How about now? Better?
Now you're not. We can't hear you at all.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't know a lot of. Let me just go off the top of my head rather than trying to look anything up. Weird Al songs
quite
that I know.
Be the only one
quite nerdy. Know. I do know that one, and I do like that one.
Yep.
Then there's a bunch of other ones. Amish Paradise, I know that one.
Yep.
I enjoy that one. I remember from my childhood, the fat one. You know what I mean? Like, that's one that I remember in its origins.
Ding Dong, yo, Ding Dong.
There's Trapped in the Closet with Vanna White one. What's that?
That is. Yeah, it's good. Wait, look at you.
Trapped in the Closet with Vanna White.
You know, like a B-list one.
Yeah, that one I remember. That one I enjoyed. And there's the one song that was, like, really repetitive back in the day, but popular that he redid. The song is just six words.
Ryan, you're naming my. That's my favorite one.
That one's pretty good. I like that one, actually. I do. I'll go with that. It seems like the host is pleased, and you must make sure the host is pleased.
You must be scared.
Oh. You're stumbling coming down the stairs.
Oh, you sound good. You sound pretty good. No, Adam, a little quiet, but pretty good overall.
Yeah. Let's see. I like the Beverly Hillbillies song from UHF. I think that was pretty great. Because it's Dire Straits.
It's trippy. That one's trippy.
Yeah. And...
Oh, my God.
Right. Ah, look how sweaty he is.
That's not a funny joke.
It's actually.
What does he actually have a weapon? He
joking about stabbing women always funny, right? Am I right?
All right. Are you good?
That's what hosts do. Hosts. You're trying to usurp him.
Adam, what do you say?
I'm gonna say I do love a good Yoda.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit with the sweaty. Hit with the sweat.
Chris has got to go up a little bit.
Down.
Are you just doing that on purpose so it looks.
Did you have that necklace the whole time?
Hey, yo. Oh, I thought. Aren't you taking. Okay, I guess he's not taking it.
I don't think. I don't think she understood.
I got it, Adam. I just ignored it.
Yeah. Oh, see all that right. Rug.
So long, everyone. It's been real.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Everyone was really late, except for Dave.
No, we're
here.
Not really late. we're effectively on time.
I was on time.
All right, let's fucking get this shit going.
Hey,
what's up, players?
The boy, look at that guy.
Look at that. Look at the sweat glistening off it.
What's happening? How you feeling?
All sweat.
He's sandy and sweaty.
How come Ryan is so centered here? Like, Amy must really like to see Ryan.
Oh, yeah, she was clicking wrong because she couldn't see me.
He was not there, and then I didn't know how to make it just not
you
be
just
Ryan.
You just want to see Ryan. I understand. I do the same thing sometimes.
Can I sleep till 7:30 tomorrow?
You can sleep as long as you want.
Just 7:30. That's all I need.
As long as you want.
Yeah.
I'll also be sleeping, but you can... Okay, good night.
Took your hosting duty back.
All right, what's happening? How's it been? She been good to you guys?
Yeah, she started asking us about Weird Al. More?
Go figure.
She ran out of topics, so she started in on Weird Al.
Well, she ran out of topics? You guys are supposed to come up with the topics.
I was a little late, so I only got a little dose of Amy hosting.
Ryan was a lot of late.
Well, I said I was going to be late. I didn't.
It is Hannah's anniversary, so he probably had to go do some maintenance or something.
Right.
Nice we're talking about Ryan. Oh, yeah.
I know. I know Dave was like, migraine. I gotta get up early. I was like,
mm-hmm. Okay, Dave. Sure, right, buddy. Yeah.
You played volleyball? outdoor now? Was it freezing? Or did someone say sand?
Yeah, it was sand.
I should take that with a grain of salt.
a grain of sand.
A grain of sand.
Yeah, it was outside sand. It was good. It was cold at first. After the second game, it was more cold because there was a big delay. But the third game was a championship game. I got inspired. I wanted to inspire my teammates. So I took off my shoes. I took off my pants. I took off my shirt. And I was like, let's go! It was pretty awesome. It was good times.
Did you guys win the championship?
I don't know. I had to leave so I could get to you guys. And so Amy. Really? And so Amy get to bed. Yeah, I told him. I was like, I can give you till 9:31, man. And then I got to go. Amy's got to go sleep. She got to be up early.
Who plays like volleyball in the middle of the night?
I do think it's strange. Outdoor volleyball when it's cold at night seems cold. Mostly cold.
It was their championship tournament, so their season was ending now. So, yeah. So we got at least second place. I think they lost the championship without me, but, you know, that happens. Which sucks.
Do you play on this team regularly, or were you covering for someone?
I am just a constant sub.
Got it.
But it's interesting because it was in Otsego, which apparently is near Duluth, near St. Cloud. Really far away.
No. Otsego's far away. I thought it was closer to like Elk River and shit.
It's not that far away.
It's 25 minutes from me. That's pretty fucking far. Or 31 minutes from me. It's pretty far.
Right.
But
basically, it's just 45 for me.
Yeah.
But
you take the 94 exit, pass. You get to Rogers and basically take the 101 right to it.
Yeah, it's pretty far though. I mean, if you say you want to play volleyball, you'd be like, okay, cool. You know, it's probably 15 minutes away. No, it's 30 minutes away. But it was weird because at 5:30, Amy just happened to have the boys' flu shots scheduled for tonight, and the only place she could get was the Fairview and Elk River. So we just happened to be out there, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool. I only have to go 8 minutes over to the volleyball place." So worked out pretty well.
Nice.
It's like the one time we've ever been to Elk River. Really? So what have you guys been talking about? What's happening? What's the word on the street?
Talking about Weird Al.
Talking about Weird Al. And what's the funniest argument you've ever gotten in with your wife?
Mm. Yeah, I was trying to think of mine with Amy because it was ridiculous and it happened like 2 weeks ago or something, but I don't remember what it was. So. Did you guys remember one?
I didn't come up with one.
Ryan didn't come up with one.
But also we switched questions. See, she's new, so I'll give her a break. Like, literally, we switched questions before I answered, so and I was fine with that because I didn't have a great answer. I was like, okay, question number two.
She's like, move ahead, moving on.
All right.
You know, okay. It's anybody try? So it's fine.
Anybody watch anything recently? Anything new on that been consumed?
Finished the Boys.
Oh, we haven't talked about that since the finale.
Yeah, we did.
The finale on Friday.
The day after that we do this?
It seems like a really long time ago. Because
literally,
probably watched it on Friday or maybe Saturday, but that, either way, it's quite a while.
Yes.
I did watch it.
Good.
Adam, are you watching it?
I have not.
Adam can't watch it, COVID. He can watch other stuff.
Are you going to be spoiled by this? Do you not want to be spoiled?
I'll forget.
Adam only watches Apple shows. Didn't you know that?
No, yes, no, true. I got a Fire TV. I got rid of the Apple and I'm on to Fire.
Yeah, sweet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And now I can say, computer, turn on my TV.
It's good choice.
Cool. You can do that.
I don't know. What did you think? I guess.
I liked the ending a lot. I thought they did a lot of really good callbacks to previous things that were done in a mocking fashion earlier. You know, like, girls get it done!
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, like, I think they did that really well. I think, the beginning part where they're doing the little infomercial where it's like, law, lock, arm, wait, you know? Basically,
wait,
I thought.
What are you talking about? I don't remember.
At the very beginning of the episode, where there's the police chief who was like, in the event of a super villain attack in a school, lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
Every teacher will arm themselves and wait. And, like, their children were, like, were holding, like, the American flag as a spear, waiting. And I'm just like, really? Okay. Which was, like, some of that stuff gets eerily real. But then it's done in a superhero way. And then later on when they mirrored that where it's like, where basically, they had Butcher left his phone there so Vought would show up to try and grab Ryan.
I felt so bad for those guys. They're just security guys. They got families. They hear the fucking, they hear him land outside and they know they're like, oh fuck, we're dead.
Yep, yep. And, but basically he mimicked the whole thing. He'd lock the door. He armed his eyes and then he waited for them to answer. And no superhero was coming to save them.
Yeah, it was sad.
Did that happen in that episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why Butcher's got to be such an asshole. I wish he was a little nicer. That's my only,
But his dad broke him.
I know, but man, like, that kid, you just got to say it's not your fault. Say it's not your fault, man. It's not your fault. But he couldn't even say that.
Did he not? He didn't, they didn't show him saying that.
He never said it. He never even implied it. He just glared at him.
Yeah.
His mom said it as she, you know. But
see, I read that differently. I read that, and I can see where you're coming from, and I also might be wrong, but I took that as, in the moment, he was mad, and not, I don't even think he was mad at the kid, actually. I think his anger was at the fucking soups that caused this problem. And I think
the kid's a soup.
He didn't blame him.
I think he did. I think he blames all soups. He doesn't like them. He never has. And then his kid, he doesn't care about the kid. He was willing to, like, she called that out in the other episode. She's like, you're going to find a way to get rid of him. And then he don't give a fuck about that kid. And especially since she knows the lineage, or he knows the lineage of that kid, right? So I took it as, I hate all soups. You took this person away, and I'm going to do what I can to honor you in some way, but I'm going to do it in an angry, you know, I don't know. It could be either way, but I think that it's not a bright future for that kid.
But, I mean, he did go with Mallory, and Mallory had her kids, you know, burned alive by whatever lamplighter. So I think of all the people he could be raised the best he could be in a fucked up situation.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But, like, even in that kind of scene, like, that after scene, he didn't say anything to the kid, really, that was relevant. No, he could have
said, don't be a cunt.
Don't be a cunt. That's all he said he could say.
I think
that's the biggest thing that, like, he could say. Like, so I think that is actually pretty decent, because, like, he made that turn, like...
I mean, all the kid wants to hear is, it's not your fault. You did what you had... You know what I mean? That kid's going through emotional wreckage, and he's not getting any support. And I'm like, just give the kid a little support.
See, that's where I think he already had done that off. Like, that showed that he had taught him what it meant to not be a cunt.
But like, I disagree, there was I understand.
There was the implication of some, like, learning and... fathering.
I think you show that if that's the case, because that glare is just from the previous scene is all I remember. But I don't know. It's fun. It's a fun show. I wouldn't call it like I need to watch show, which is weird, right? Like, if it didn't come back for a third season, it's one of those things I'd be like, okay, cool. But it's still, if it came back, I'd definitely watch it. So I don't know where that call. That must be like a P show or something. Pristine show.
Well, tell me some shows that are need to watch, because I feel like that's a high bar.
Sure. If what's the move, the fifth season that's coming back?
The Expanse?
If The Expanse didn't come back, I would feel very sad. That's a P show for me. I'd be like, I want to see what happens next in that universe. There's probably a few more. I can't think of them right now, but I'm sure there's a few more.
I like the show. I thought it was good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I thought the episode was cool. I did think it was... I was glad to see Stormfront, you know, get dealt with.
I was kind of hoping she would be like a... I mean, I guess technically she could probably still be alive, right? We don't know.
Right.
Yeah, they could. Like, who knows if she's got some regenerating shit, too.
Or even, just give her some arms and legs and let her roll.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if Vought being who Vought is... I think they could definitely keep her around, and if any situation comes up where they fuck up again, or some other something happens where there's a fuck up, they can also go like, boom, this just in, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
You know, remember how we said that she was capped? She's escaped and done this terrible thing. Only thing that can save us now is our superheroes. Here they come.
Yeah.
Right, they can always use her. Because, I mean, they're literally playing both sides by having fucking, like, that end. Fuck, dude, that was like the sweet reveal.
Oh,
it was a good reveal at the very end.
What are you talking about? Very, very, very end.
Head exploding Victoria lady. Newman. Head exploding
yeah.
lady.
Oh, yes. That was, see, yeah, that to me seemed too much of like, this is next season. Like no, it was definitely. Cool, but like I kind of sometimes just like when things wrap up. And
yeah.
But like it was totally cliffhanger, here's next season. But it was cool. It was an interesting twist. It raises a lot of questions. Did they show she was somehow with Vaad? Mm-hmm. Or like, I mean, there's implication in some way, but did they show her allegiances were to anything or anyone in that reveal?
I don't think so. She's running.
Did not say that? Right. I mean, but so her allegiances, like Vaught just cares about making money, so like I think their next step is to, oh cool, she's in a position now of being more super popular, all this stuff, if they can get her into the White House, the you know, like the vice president, because I mean, oh of course, the one who survived the terrorist attack by this, you know, blah blah blah, you know, now we can get her in a position of power, and we can get her in a position of like government power. Now we can make even more money.
Yeah.
Get a big government contract, shit like that.
So you think she's with Voight and
yes,
which I think you're probably right, because the fact that she took revenge on the one guy when he was sort of blackmailing Voight a little bit, basically says that she's in a, you know, working for them in some way.
I do have to say, I don't know if it's just Adam's affinity for Aquaman, but whenever I see Fishman talking, I just see Adam talking, and whenever he gets fucked over, I'm like, oh man, Adam got fucked over again. It makes me so like, sad. Every time I'm like, every time
like
I see that
shitty person,
I just see Adam
like
in there.
I feel so bad for him because he's so dumb. He's so dumb and like. Just
Adam,
stuff and you're just like, oh man.
This is, you're getting a bad rep of why I think it's you. I think it's you because of your affinity and because it seems like the kind of person that that you just want to be good and he wants to do good, and then Fresca, and then he just gets kind of used a bit, and it's just sad.
I actually had the same thought, honestly, Chris. So I really did. I thought like this guy reminds me of Adam a little bit.
Dude, fuck you guys! I signed over all my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good though. It's fun.
Yeah, that timing of him popping that Fresca can—it's like, and just exploding head. I'm like, yeah, nice work.
Is there some reason? What's the significance of Fresca? Is there? Is it just like a random?
They just pick something innocuous that would be so weird to make it as that's one of their things.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So cool, yeah, boys, looking forward to season 2 or season 3, it'd be fun.
Okay.
I watched a show which Adam might enjoy, at least part of it, called The Cabin. Just came out on my birthday. It's basically, if you know who Burt Kreisner, he's a comedian.
I haven't watched it yet. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it's basically the whole gist is kind of like a pseudo documentary where he's like, I'm gonna go to a cabin, I'm gonna convince my wife to go to a cabin to get clean because I party too hard and be in isolation. And he's like, well, but I have to invite friends every weekend, new friends every week to party with me, I mean get clean with me. And they just try a bunch of new age stuff. But I think it's the 5th episode has Miss Pat on it. It's got
the last episode. Yeah,
it's got Miss Pat, the dude from Soup and Community, what's that guy's name,
Joel McHale.
Yep, and the blonde chick from The Big Bang Theory.
Kaylee.
And I laughed so hard a few times. Miss Pat is funny. I think too much of her, I would get really sick of her. But that combination where like the blonde chick's just trying to get her to like her, and Miss Pat's like, I don't need to like you, you're white, and it's pretty funny.
She She probably played it up too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And there's some kind of cringy moments that you're like, oh, you obviously set that up. But it's overall just a bunch of comics that get together. It's five episodes. He's like, it was eight, but Netflix made me cancel three of them. And watching them, you're like, ooh, how did this get approved? Because he's constantly naked and stuff.
Right. That's
just
him old, though.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the guy who's constantly naked?
Bert Kreischer. That's his thing. He always goes up on stage without a shirt on and stuff.
Shirt on. He's the machine, dude.
He's the machine.
He's a fat dude.
Yeah.
But he's so funny.
If you have the time, I'd watch it. You could skip the one with... There's comics. Constantly comics, except for one that has a comic and then... What's her name? Fucking... Caitlyn Jenner, and it's that one's hard to watch. Yeah, I was like, why is she here? And that one was hard to watch, but the rest of them was really good.
So Bert Kreischer,
yeah,
Kreischer,
is should I know him?
Only if you watch
comedy
at all.
Is he big now? Or like, I just never heard of him honestly, and it's not, you guys are talking about him as if I might have or should have, or you know what I mean.
What other comics? Heard of, other than Joe Rogan.
Go say a bunch, and I bet you I've heard of him.
Roseanne?
No. That's not how this works.
Method Man.
Well, it's probably true, though. I'm just saying, I've heard of
Red
comics. I just don't know.
Him and a few other ones, the big thing is that I learned him from, he's a friend of Joe Rogan. Every October they do Sober October, so that's how I kind of learned about him. And then I started kind of just listening to him in by himself, and he's done a few podcasts with like Bill Burr, and they do Bill Burt because his name is Burt, and it's Bill Burt. Is so he's funny. He's if you watch the Machine special, it's pretty fucking good. That's what he's known for. So. But no, you might not know him, but he's fun. It's a really fun series, just because those guys are fun to sit on. If you watch the pilot, or if you watch the first episode, and that doesn't turn you off, you're fine. Because, what's his name's on the first episode? Joey Diaz. And Joey Diaz don't give a fuck.
Right.
Let us out here, fucker. I can't do a Joey Diaz impersonation.
Bobby Lee, you know that guy, right?
Bobby Lee's, he gets naked with him. It's pretty fun.
Bobby Lee always gets naked. That's
didn't Bobby Lee and Bert Kreischer get in a fight once?
I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it's worth the watch.
what show?
It's Netflix. Netflix.
Yeah.
It's on my list. I haven't had time to watch it.
It came out 2 days ago. I don't expect you to watch it, so you know already.
Well,
but
I could
put it on your other monitor. I had to put it on your other monitor.
And you
know, I can't do that. I get distracted too easily.
I can see that. It has to be a good show for me to get distracted. Otherwise, I just kind of watch the other monitor. But. Speaking of other monitor shows, I watched Angel Has Fallen.
Oh, sweet.
Which is the third installment of, what was the first one? Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen.
And then,
White House.
And then London Has Fallen.
London, yep, because there's a world leaders convention there, yep.
And who's the guy? Is it Gerard Butler? Is that his name?
Gerard Butler, yep.
So, yeah, the premise is he's the Secret Service guy who protects the president, right?
Yep.
And then they're just kind of action movies from there. They're fine. They're fine shows. They're not amazing. But what really pissed me off about this one is I hate when an entire movie is based on a shitty premise. And the shitty premise is we think you basically killed everybody you love and took $10 million to kill the president. Now, which generally is not a shitty premise, but they just spent two movies where he saves the president's ass. The same guy. They become best friends. He calls him by his first name. They hang out together. They have barbecues. And, like, you know, this is 5 years goes by. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, man, we think you killed the president. And I'm like, he's like, I'm being framed. Like, sure you are, jackass. And then that's the premise of the setup of the movie. I'm like, come on, guys. Are you watching the same movies I am?
I know. It's all like, so I've just been like, so just wait a minute. Could have done it in the first movie? Well, yeah. Could I have done it in the second movie? Well, yeah. Why would I wait two movies to do this? The third movie. On a fishing boat and shit like that with drones. Do I look like a guy who knows a fucking pilot a shit ton of drones?
We found your DNA in there. Yeah, you don't think I'm so good I wouldn't leave my DNA in there? It's just, that's the kind of stuff where you're like, but other than that, it's the same type of movies. They're fun to watch. It's just, I hated that, because it's like they forget on purpose in order to have a movie. But still fun to watch. So.
Yeah. And I mean, they don't cost like $40 million to make.
Yeah, they're cheap.
They can keep making them.
Yeah. And Morgan Freeman's always fun.
Yes.
I haven't watched any of these, so would you recommend them?
If you got some time to kill. It's not like they're great movies. They're action movies. They're based on books, you know, they're just kind of... They're like Bond light movies, because he's a circuit service guy who wins against all costs and, you know, saves the president no matter what, and then does it again, and then it's framed for trying to kill that guy. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but they're fun.
But, yes, they are fun and ridiculous and light. They're definitely the PG-13 of action. It's like they're not.
Crazy. It's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, like you could. Yeah, I mean people blow up a lot. Other than that, probably PG-13.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of people blowing up, they are, well, not really blowing up. So as of this morning, they said they are going to have a revival for Dexter. Basically,
really?
Dexter, yep, like, whatever, Michael C. Hall, and, like, the original guy who made, like, the first five seasons of that have come up with a concept for continuing the story of Dexter Morgan.
Okay, so, hang on. When this ended, if I remember right, it ended, Dokes died, and then they just kind of faded to black, right? And there was no more show.
Pretty much.
That's where I think
No. I don't even know if I watched the last season. Amy said he became a lumberjack and some shit happened or something.
Basically, like, his sister died. Everyone who knew, but, like, his sister had figured out who he was. Basically, people figured out who he was, blah, blah, blah. He goes out and then there's a hurricane bearing down on Miami because the show takes place in Miami. He drives his boat out there, the boat he's classically dumping boats or bodies off of. All they find, they don't find a body, but they don't expect to because it was a hurricane. They find pieces of the boat and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden it fades to black. You're like, okay, that was kind of terrible, not great, whatever.
Oh, that was the literal ending?
But wait. And then all of a sudden there's a semi-truck pulling up. This looks like the Pacific Northwest. Guy gets out, you just see his boots. And it's like, walks into a cabin. Ooh, and it's just sitting there wearing a fucking brawny. They're looking like the brawny man from the paper towels. He's got a big old red beard, and he's just staring into the camera. Like, and I'm like, so, wait, what?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
It ended with him just leaving.
So did everybody, like, did law enforcement know he was a serial killer, or just Deb, and then she went crazy and, like, died or something?
Like, Deb did, and a few other people were putting the connections together, but she was the main cop on that situation.
Okay.
So basically, like, he had, like, destroyed all the stuff that had shown that he was a serial killer and stuff, got his, like, little bar, not just a little, whatever, those microscope things where he kept drops of blood of everybody and stuff like that. He hit all that stuff, broke it, destroyed it, whatever, stuff like that. It basically turned his back on his previous life because everything that was there was gone. Except he had a kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, hang on. Didn't he have, like, a family?
Yeah, she died. She got killed. Murdered.
Oh, she was by the alien, right? The head alien guy?
Yep. Big giant head.
Big giant head.
No, who's that guy's isn't he the commander guy from that show?
Yeah, Adam's favorite show.
Yeah.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. They were like, he murdered her in a bathtub, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And then those kids and his new kid, what happened to them?
I don't know, man.
Maybe they went with Deb until she died. Those kids are fucked.
Right, exactly. But, so, I don't know where it could go at all. Like, sure, it could go anywhere. Like, it could go, like, him, like, remembering his dad, being like, oh, here, you gotta only kill bad guys and shit like that, but here's how you cover it up, do all this stuff, whatever. That's fine, but I'm like if he would have, like, it would have went somewhere if he would have went, like, if he would have took his kid with him and would have been raising him and stuff like that, and then started seeing the same things that his dad saw in him when he was growing up, when he was adopted by his dad. And then he said, like, oh, man, my son has whatever I have, you know, like this urge, this lust. And then he takes the dad spot and then it starts training him to, like, you know, do the same thing his dad trained him to do, stuff like that. Like, that's the only place I could see it going, but without, like, any kind of familiar thing, it's like, I don't know what they could do with it.
Have you thought about he goes to New York, he puts on a fucking Punisher shirt and becomes the Punisher? Eh?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would have been great.
If it's clever enough, that's fine. I don't even know if I'll watch it, but, you know.
Right.
Might be an S show. Spoiler show. You guys can tell me what happens.
Right. yes.
You guys watch the show High Score on Netflix? I told Chris about
it. Is it
the
one that just
night.
Came out, or is it a newer one? Or is it an older one?
I have no idea. Let me look. High.
Because there, I think there's one that just came out recently, and there's one that came out a while back. I don't know which one this is.
This is August 19th, 2020, so this is new.
Yeah.
Okay. Then no, I have not. I don't.
It's pretty good.
Think so.
Six episodes.
I can't remember. You know, that sucks when you can't remember.
History of classic video games.
Yeah. Yep. It goes through a bunch of different. You know, it starts out talking about like some the oldest old school games, and you know, then it talks about like the NES, and then it starts talking about Sega Genesis, and it talks about. There's an episode where we talk about role-playing and how that influenced games and stuff like that. And it's pretty well done where, like, they don't... It's not like they're trying to tell, like, a technical story or a people story or a company story. They're just kind of, like, talking about random things that are interesting each episode. And I thought it was pretty decent.
I think I can't remember if I watched it. I'll have to watch a few episodes because usually these are the shows that I watch like on the extra, you know.
Yeah, it'd be the kind of thing if you're super into video games, especially classic ones, you probably really like. If you're remember them and like to go back and watch some things that are a little nostalgic, it's pretty cool in that way too. I liked it. I'm still watching it. I'm like halfway through this series.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks good. I mean, I'd probably watch it just to see if I watched it already. But that's fun to watch, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that seems like something that you can just kind of have on.
Mm-hmm.
True. For sure.
I finished the season one of The Unicorn. I think I told you guys I was watching that.
What that is.
It is a... Last year, Sean Hare made a sitcom... with a few other people. What's Sean Hare's name? I keep forgetting it.
Walter Goggins.
Yeah, Walter Goggins. Where he is a widow father of two kids, and he's going to get back in the dating ring. That's literally it. There are some cringeworthy moments, but it's just kind of a uplifting, happy feel, comedy, sitcom kind of. It's fine. If you want to feel good for 22 minutes, it's kind of a fun thing to watch, but it's not like it's like, oh my god, you gotta watch this.
Huh. yeah. That guy has an Academy Award, did you know that?
Who, Sean Hare?
I just looked him up.
Who, Sean Hare?
Yeah.
For what?
Because I guess in 2001, he made a document or a short comedy film called The Accountant. And it won an Oscar in 2002 for Best Short Subject at the 74th Academy Awards.
All right.
Yeah, it's Ryan. Ooh, it's the story of an accountant whose mathematical skills just might save the O'Dale family farm. Wow, that seems like a Ryan Thomas. It's uplifting. It's math. These are all things that you really enjoy. Math and
I see
uplifting.
It, I am. Uplifting math shows,
right?
Few and far between.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Right. what else did I see that was super cool? Oh, so these guys, Hacksmith, basically, is these guys who make things like rocket powered like hammer and shit like that. Or
I saw that.
Right, but they made a lightsaber, but they redone their design now, so it actually goes like it goes. And comes out because it's a flame. It goes up to like 4,000 degrees, and now they just released one where they're cutting things. It is shot through metal. They're like, and it's really, really cool.
That's sweet. People are awesome.
Right. And I should put up the other one. There's a guy who's like, he builds things, but he 3D prints a lot of stuff. And he's like, I haven't gotten a haircut since it started. So he built the thing. He basically puts his head in, and the thing goes like, spins around and scans his head, and then goes like, cuts his hair. And he's like, the first time, he's like, I think it cut like the spots. It was going over the same spot multiple times. I got to recheck all that stuff. And he's like, because it took an hour to cut my hair, and it should have taken like 15 minutes.
It took an hour. Like, oops.
So he's sitting there because he didn't want to like. He didn't want to sit there. He didn't want to, like, just take his head out. And he was like, I don't know what to do if I just break the... So I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, and the cougar that was going to attack the person.
Oh, I watched that.
That was so dumb. It was like, it's...
Dude, if you see baby animals, yeah, don't go by the baby animals.
Yeah, it's like, you're lucky it just kind of led you away. It would definitely kill you and eat you. But, yeah, I mean, that showed a lot of restraint, I thought, by the cougar's part.
Yeah.
But it was.
Wait,
creepy.
Did it start with him going by a baby of the cougar? Or something?
I don't think he
walking.
Knew. Yeah.
Yeah, he's walking in Utah in these mountains, right? Or this area, right? And all of a sudden he sees these things. And I mean, he gets close, like, what, probably like 100 feet away?
Yeah.
But that's still really fucking close.
And then
he starts walking away, and this fucking mother cougar just follows him for like 6 miles.
Yeah, it's like,
it
stay away.
It does that thing where it just runs up and just kind of like, and like skids.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of the video randomly at some point, but I didn't know that he had come near the baby. I didn't understand what
right,
the fuck.
Right. Yeah, because you're only seeing the 30 second clip. It's like 6 minutes long of him, like.
Huh.
I was watching it, and I'm like, holy crap, and then Oren saw me watching it, and he's like, I want to see the cougar attack the man!
Oh, man. Hey, remember, like a year or two ago, where that fucking jogger choked out the cougar that attacked him?
Yeah.
That's what would have happened. That cougar got around in the cougar world. They know, don't attack humans, they'll choke your ass out.
Maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe it's the same guy. You know, he's like Conor McGregor, and like, oh, gonna be like walking up on people, like walking up on cougars and stuff. And he's like, come at me. They jump, and he's like, ah! He just puts them in. He's like,
I don't know if I'd ever want to be put in that situation.
No, but it was just funny because people were giving that guy shit. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This guy was attacked by a cougar, subdued the cougar without like killing it, and you're pissed off at the dude? Like, what the fuck? You shouldn't be jogging there, man. That's their world. Like, go fuck yourself. That's how bad the world is.
Right. What else is it?
I don't know.
Did anyone else watch His Dark Materials, the HBO show with the girl and stuff like that?
I did not watch the last 20 minutes of the show.
Okay. Yeah, so we got a season 2 trailer. So.
Yeah, that was the one with the talking polar bear, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it was interesting, but I only watched it when I was on the treadmill. And then I found something else to watch on the treadmill the last 20 minutes of the show. It was kind of fucked up because I invested the 11 episodes or whatever and 40 minutes. Yeah. And the last 20 minutes, I was like, nah, good enough. But that kind of spoke to me. I was like, okay, so if I'm not willing to put in the last 20 minutes, maybe I'm not willing to invest in this series as much. But it was fine. I kind of thought it was okay. There's just so much to watch these days. You guys know.
Yes. That is 100% the problem. It's like there is so much, and yeah. What Tiffany was talking about is like, because I said like, hey, I think you would like this show, and she's like, how long is it? I'm like, they're hour shows. She's like, fuck that shows. I want half hour shows.
When you see an hour show, you kind of like stop for a second, like.
Right, because I'm wondering, like, just like, if they got good editors and filmed for half hours and said, like, okay, this is a 8-episode season, or if we made a 16-episode season, half hours, and then instead of releasing them once a week, they released them Wednesday, Sunday, would I like them as much? And I'm like, I don't know. I think I would find more time to do it.
It kind of feels like Ryan's League of Legends situation, where he's like, that doesn't require a lot of commitment, but if you play, because it's only a 40-minute game, but if you play five games, all of a sudden you're in for 4 hours, 3 hours or whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I did, that did give me pause with that unicorn show. I was halfway in. I was on episode 8, and I was like, oh shit, there's like 16 of these or something. I'm not used to that. I'm used to a normal, right, like 10 at max or something, but.
Yep.
22 minutes, it's easier.
Yeah, because that's like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, maybe my tastes have changed, but also my priorities, like, 22 episodes of an old show, like an older show, like, I would be like, ah, it's a flash. I watched 22 episodes over the course of a year, I can do that, that's no problem. But now, I'm like, I want 10 great episodes. I don't want fucking 22 where there's 4 great episodes and the rest are, fucking. So I think with the way things are, I'm hoping that, like shows turn and, like, 22 episodes is not the norm anymore. Do 13 episodes.
Yeah, be fine with that.
Like, yeah, do 13 episodes and then show something else. Like, have a summer show and do 8 episodes of that show so you can up the quality of everything. The writing, the acting, all that stuff. Up the quality all across the board.
Speaking of shows, like, I know Adam's out, but Dave's probably, but I don't know about Ryan. It's like $90 now to rent a theater, like to see a new release.
Yep.
We should just get a bunch of people that can want to sit in each corner of the theater, and then it's like $25 per family to go to a fucking theater and see a new release. Like, why not?
Right.
It gives us a little bit of an. And there's you got to take some planning. You got to find a place for the kids if the wife doesn't want to go, but. That is not a lot of money for an outing with friends, even though you're going to be kind of distant, but all around.
Right.
I think it'd be pretty fun. There's got to be something else that I'd even see the New Mutants. That looks fun kind of thing. It's probably something else that comes out eventually.
Yes. But speaking of theaters and stuff like that, Disney the other day announced that they are going to be going way more into their streaming. So they're basically like, they haven't restructured 100% because they're like, I think they're keeping their movie divisions the same, but they're going to be going way like hard into streaming, like bringing like big movies to streaming. I don't know, they haven't announced anything like yet, but like that is going to be, they've said like it is a proven world that, you know, like we were going to go start moving that way over the next few years, but because of like the acceleration of everyone staying home because of this, it's like it is a proven market that like go into it like hardcore, which is great for being able to see new things. But are movie theaters going to be a niche thing where it's like, if I want to go see a movie theater, do I have to pay like $25 to see a movie in a theater?
Hey man, AMC's like, we might just close by the end of the year. We don't have anything. Right. Sorry. So, yeah, who knows? It might go the way of the drive-in where it becomes kind of an event.
Right.
I was looking at drive-ins recently just to see, but.
And a lot of theaters are doing weird drive-in things where they like, show, not drive-in theaters, regular theaters, where they show it on like the side or they put up a big screen and then you just sit in the parking lot and watch a movie.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you can go in for concessions still.
Right. And
yeah, the one up in, what's the one, is it Anoka? Not, what's just south of Anoka? You know the one I'm talking to? We used to go there.
Right on 47 Showplace.
Yeah, where Ryan used to, next to Ryan's house, kind of.
Yeah.
Anoka?
It's just up from. It's the closest theater to your old place, if you remember where
the
that
Champlin
is.
One. You're talking about
Champlin. Must be Champlin. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that one. They were doing the parking lot shit.
Yep, the other night for Black Panther, I think.
Right,
it's pretty fun.
So. But
well,
Mickey is a weird bastard.
Ryan, see, that's the problem. It's like, he's going to keep doing stuff if you keep acknowledging him.
But it's funny.
But if you don't acknowledge him, if you don't acknowledge him, maybe he'll stop doing things.
you're
acknowledging bad behavior, right?
Mickey is dressed as a cat with a cat in his hand.
Are you sure it's Mickey? We don't know.
You're right. Day two is over there.
What if it was a random person that like somehow got on our Discord chat? We just were like, all right, whatever, Catman. They were like, they didn't even react.
Catman,
he just showed up for that? He left.
He just got on.
You know, he didn't try to leave.
He
pulled a Mickey. Or maybe
a computer with a big cat mask on.
Yeah. Maybe he put the cat suit on, and his wife was like, oh no, get the fuck over here, big boy. And so he's like, I gotta go. We're having cat sex tonight.
Have you watched any more of Lovecraft Country?
We are one behind.
So you did eight.
Eight was
the ending where the cops were shooting.
Yes.
That ending eight. Was fucking sweet. Holy god.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, and I was like, oh, you're like, oh shit, that's coming hard. Dude, such a fucking dick.
Yeah. No, that was that was good. I liked it. I was always wondering, like, what the fuck happened to those guys? So it was nice that they kind of threw them out there.
Oh god, that was sweet.
It was good. Eight progressed the plot well enough.
Yeah, nine is good too. Nine, it's like all the pieces start moving together because there's only ten. There's ten, so like all the pieces are moving together towards an end game.
That's a show for me. That's a P show. I'd like that one to come back. Prestige show. That prestige show. It should come back for a second season, or I'd be sad.
Penis
show. Yeah.
But,
Adam, what have you been doing? I haven't really heard from you in a while.
Work. Mainly work.
So that is not a very strong work-home-life balance. Well, so you're going to burn out by the time you're 40. Oh, fuck, you're dead.
Damn it. Unfortunately, work is... start to ramp up even more now.
What's Orin into these days?
We're going back into dinosaurs, I think.
Took a small step away from dinosaurs, now we're going back into dinosaurs?
Yeah, we're going back in.
I hate to ask, but does he have a Halloween costume picked out?
He wants to be a Triceratops.
So a dinosaur, alright.
I'm not sure exactly, but
just fucking glue three horns to his head, Triceratops, you're done.
I know. Get a Amazon box and turn it into a Triceratops.
That'd be good. Okay. What about you guys? Your kids have any thing planned for costumes?
No. Like I don't even know. Like he didn't say what he wanted to be or anything. Yeah. I don't even know if he, like, really cares what it's like right now. Like, when we get closer, because he changes his mind on shit, like, all the time. He's like...
It's like 2 weeks.
10 days away.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm saying, like, he'll change his mind on stuff. So, like, you'd be like... Like, one time he wanted to be something, so that Tiffany was like, okay, I'll get that stuff. And he's like, nah, I want to be this other thing. And you're like, well...
Tough.
We'll wait a little closer.
I'd be like, tough, you made your decision, man.
I don't know what the kids are planning for us. We talked about it, and we made a joke about how Leo's been like a hot dog or a dolphin, like for the last like 5 years. Because he literally, like, I don't know why, he just doesn't. I mean, he's just fine with that. He just likes to participate, but doesn't. His costume is like not as important to him. Like, but I don't know. I don't know exactly what you're gonna do.
Eventually he'll be a dolphin eating a hot dog. He's like, yeah, or a hot dog eating a dolphin. Like,
does he ever put on that outfit or that costume and walk into your bedroom while you're sleeping and scare the shit out of you?
The dolphin one? No, he has not.
No, the hot dog one.
Either one would be a little bit weird, honestly.
It's true.
Yeah, I think they were talking about driving by some friends and, like, surprising them by, you know, like, making, like, somehow giving them candy in some way.
Yeah, you can, you know, you can just huck it at them, right?
Yeah!
Well, you could do that, but yeah, that is true. That would be one option. That is not
start
off the table.
Pummeling the windows with fucking almond joy.
Nobody likes almond joy.
They have nuts. Sort of cannon. I love almond joy.
That would actually be kind of fun. Like, say, like, you know, like, build some sort of projectile launcher of candy and, like, line it up and then, like, call, open your front door, and just blast a stream of candy. That'd be pretty sweet. It actually makes me want to get something set up. Now I'm thinking I might be coming to your house. I say, come to the door, make sure your kids have face protection on.
Well, the Osseo stuff is happening the week before Halloween, so you have actually a lot less time if you want to do that. I don't know if anybody's doing that this year, though.
Are they still doing that?
They're not doing anything inside. It's just going to be the parade part on the outside.
Huh. It's sad, but the numbers are fucking going up pretty rapidly. It's true, man.
Not through candy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the holidays and stuff is going to be interesting. Well, they canceled a lot of cities are canceling. I'm just
canceling what?
Canceling trick or treating events.
You can't cancel Halloween. You can cancel events. You cannot cancel Halloween. Nobody's going to be able to stop you to go door to door to get a fucking candy bar.
Hallows Eve.
Yeah. All right. what else in the world?
What are your kids thinking about?
Who, mine?
Do they have ideas yet?
Yeah, Amy had a great idea. She's like, you love the Paw Patrol. Chris, you can be Ryder, and I'll be Mayor Goodwin, and Zelda will be the chicken, and you can pick the animals you want to be. And they're like, yeah, I'll be Marshall, and yeah, I'll be Zuma. And then we walked into Target, and we saw costumes, and Amy was like, oh, look, there's a cool robot costume. And Leander was like, I will be a robot. We're like, but we were going to do this. I'm going to be a robot. And then Adonis said, and I'm going to be a dinosaur. We're like, but we remember we were going to do this? And they're like, no, robot and dinosaurs.
Right. They're like, okay, boomers.
And then Amy was like,
we're a robot and dinosaurs.
Amy was like, I don't care. We're going to make them be the Paw Patrol. They can be the Paw Patrol. And I was like, just let them be whatever they want. They want to be a robot and dinosaur. They're robot and dinosaur.
Like, it would have been sweet if she would have still been the mayor, and you were like,
that's what I said. We could still, me and you can still go. They can be a robot and a dinosaur.
Yeah, you haven't seen these episodes. It's from some fanfic that's written in Japan.
Hey, they have dinosaurs now. I'm sure they can find a fucking robot and be fine.
Right.
I think that's cool because they saw the costumes and were like, fucking cool. Like, in kid language, they were just like, that shit. I need to be that.
That was Leander. Adonis literally saw nothing and just decided while he was in the candy aisle he wanted to be a fucking dinosaur.
I'm going to be a robot. Fuck it. I'm going to be a dinosaur.
Trying to one up him. Make that happen. Oh, you're going to be a robot? I think that's cool.
We have no dinosaur costumes here, buddy.
I think it's fun.
I don't care. Make it happen.
I think it's fun what kids come up with, because Persephone was the same way. She came up with shit where, like, what? You're going to be a witch? Where'd you hear about a witch? You're like, I want to be a witch. I'm like, all right, you're a witch.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the one kid holiday. So fuck that. My kids are going to have a fun holiday. All right, so anything else that I should look forward to in the world? Like, what else should I look forward to? Like, I know everything else is canceled till at least next year, so what else should I look forward to? Is there any shows coming out I could watch? Show came out 3 days ago, I already watched it, so I need to know what else that I could watch.
Did Adam, you buy that one video game that was coming out?
Oh, yeah.
Is it playable yet, or was I don't remember if it was like about to come out or if it's out.
No, it's out. So
Star Wars Squadrons
Yeah.
is out. I downloaded it, and my computer does not run it.
Your computer's like, this is hard. Don't do this anymore.
There's like websites that literally you click it and it says, can you run this game? And it'll go like, beep, and throw you a thumbs up and stuff.
Well, if you've if you've only run it for like less than a few minutes, you can always get a rebate on it. So, a refund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I upload, or apparently my drivers aren't compatible. So, I don't know, it's weird.
Huh. So your video card isn't compatible?
Yeah, my video card is not compatible with it.
It does look like it takes some graphics. It looks like it takes a chunk of something, so.
So, I put a new operating system on my computer. I updated all the drivers. I did everything I fucking could, and it wouldn't take my... It still wanted, like, a higher update for the driver.
Like, did you buy a new computer?
No, I did not.
That's the answer right there.
It is, but...
He doesn't need to buy a computer. You can 3D print a new computer. Don't you fucking crazy, man?
Good point, good point.
So, yeah.
What was I going to say? Where was it?
So, the game looked really awesome. Ding!
It does look awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, man, what was it? I got to find it. Ah! So, I subscribe to the Crusader Kings 3 Reddit because I like to see what people do. It's fucking... Oh, where is it? Like, someone's like... I went and like and they could open the guy gave basically one of his people like every disease known to man, like open the console and there's a picture of it. Ah, I'm trying to find it. And the guy was just all like
some of the pictures are like even the normal pictures, like you go to a dwarf that's suffering from their third smallpox infection, it looks and they're like 70, it looks like, oh my god, look at that picture. It's so bad.
He was so happy with the results of it, though.
That's pretty cool. I've been working on 5-minute generations, but I gotta finish a game before I release it. Basically a generation, whatever happened with graphics, for updates for 5 minutes. 5-minute videos.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, I think it's super funny. Like, the stories people come up with and the weird shit that happens.
It's
fun. Really great.
In the last generation, my dude was really old. He's like 70. And his wife died. And that put me over my domain limit. I couldn't, because she was helping me with my domain management. So I had to find a new wife for the sole purpose of helping me manage my domains. I didn't want anything else of her. And she's like 25, because why not? And then she had a kid, and I was like, god damn it, because I did not want another kid, because then you got to divide your inheritance up and it sucks. So I was pretty sure, I was like, wait a minute, there's no way she's sleeping with this 75-year-old dude, so I could probably concoct some sort of story where he's somebody else's kid, and I could disinherit him, and then I don't have to worry about splitting our mission. So I did that. I formulated a scheme to make sure that she was black. People thought she was cheating on me.
How did you do that? Like, did it give you the option?
There's a scheme. Like, you can go through a bunch of options and try to do it, and it's pretty.
Like, good. Were you able to think of the scheme before it was presented to you? Like,
yeah. No. You got to go in. You got to go looking for it. You got to basically fabricate against her that that she's an adulteress, and then you can bring a questionable inheritance for the child, and then you could disinherit the child. It's a long thing. But it's easier if you're super old and she's like young and hot. Now, to be honest, she had a genius trait, so had she had a child that was male that was a genius, I probably would have found a way to disinherit my other child, my firstborn, who was like 40. Or murder him in some way.
That's pretty funny.
what else? Someone left became got his guy or one of his guys to become Pope, and he was an atheist. And I was like, he's the Pope, and he doesn't believe in God. That's great.
Yeah, one of the best things you can do is create a new religion, because you get to set the tenets for that religion, but it's also really hard because then everybody can declare holy wars on you. So I haven't done it quite yet, but I'm on the verge. Just got to get into piety.
Seems like a fun game, actually.
It is what you
make
it.
Seems like a long game, though. Like, it seems like...
It is.
And maybe that'd be okay if you feel satisfied that you get to some point, then you stop, and then you repeat, you know?
But. Yeah, you could be like, I'm just going to play one generation and see how far I can get with that kind of a thing. It's usually not very far, because it takes a long time to fabricate claims and inherit titles and stuff, so... It's still fun.
So, right. What you can do is you can just go on the Crusader Kings 3 Reddit and live vicariously through other people doing fun stuff.
You can do that, too. Yep. Yeah, after action reports or people telling stories about their games have been really big in that community since 2. First time I remember with CK2, not Crusader Kings, but Europa 2. Just because, yeah, you're right, they're long, and then people can read and be like, oh, that's cool, that happened to that.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It's one of the that's one of the games you can just like push start and then let the game run by itself, and at the end you're not playing, you're just computer against computer, and then at the end you get to see what happened to the world, and you're like, and you can go through the dynasties and see what happened to everybody and stuff.
Right. That's,
I guess,
you fast forward it then.
Yeah, you just put on the highest speed and go somewhere for a few hours and come back. All right, well, I ain't got nothing else. What do you else got?
No, someone made a Lego pizza factory. That's pretty cool. Basically, you put down the crust and the Lego, and you do that, right? And it runs, it spreads the sauce, it puts the cheese on, the pepperonis, all the peppers and stuff. Looks pretty sweet. You could, do that, Ryan.
Ryan. Dang. That actually looks hard. Like, this isn't like Legos. This is like... Lego Mineworks super system setup.
I think it'd be easy to do, but...
With a 3D printer.
No. The issue I would have would be all of the parts. Like, acquiring all the Lego...
Putting the parts together would be the hard part, otherwise it'd be easy.
No. Just acquiring all the Legos. That's a lot of Legos.
It is a lot of Legos.
Pretty impressive, though. It also seems like kind of unsanitary when they just throw the cheese into the Legos. Like, something feels wrong about that, like mixing cheese and like.
Really, Ryan?
Yeah, really.
Like, look at that. Look at where they're working. That is like a Lego clean room if I've ever seen one.
That could be.
Because, I mean, look at it. They have Legos. They have like a box designed to hook Legos up to.
I should remember, like, Disney World, or when we were, Mickey was digging in the, imagine if someone was mixing cheese in with the Legos that all the kids were digging in. Like, this is just gross. Don't mix cheese with your Legos, please.
Yeah. Alright. Well, let's end this, because I gotta take a shit, and it's gonna be a bad one, so,
the volleyball shit.
I went for a run before that, and I didn't shit after that either, so that always hurts. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and go ahead and drop us an email about your Lego contraptions at geeksnextdoor. Oh, shit, I fucked that one up. At the Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Cool. Thanks, man. Oh, shit. Leander and Adonis, if you're listening to this when you turn 40 and you're like, I'm dead because I just died, and you're like, I want to go back and listen to my dad, and I'm 40 and I want to see what he had to say, you guys got your flu shots today and you did not cry at all. You were super brave. I was very proud of you, so good job doing that. Alright, everybody, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.